Well, that's great to hear. You've got quite a variety of equipment to get on the air with. Sounds like you got it well covered. And that 9700 is a fabulous radio. Fabulous radio. You can't beat that one. It sounds great over the air. You got some fabulous audio and signal to go with it. It's coming through nice and clear like we're on the telephone. And then the network connection here is also very good from my connection over to the node I'm connected to. I'm actually connected to KE6GVK-R is where I'm connected to here. Here on Echolink, that's how I'm getting in. And sounds great. Yeah, when I was active on HF, a while back ago, I used to run 10 meters a lot, 10, 15, 20, and 40. My favorite bands were 10, 20, and 40 meters, and I used to spend a lot of time on those bands. And my last HF radio I had was a Yaesu 757GX, and it's going to be replaced with a ICOM 7300. First chance I get to buy one sometime next year and replace my aging radio with a state-of-the-art one that has a little bit more better filtering and more up-to-date. And the radio I have now, I've had for about, let's see, it's been under 5 years. I purchased it used. And it developed some problems, and so that's now off the air, so. The antenna I had for it was an end-fed dipole, about 74, 80 feet long. And it gave me coverage from 10 down to 80 meters. And it worked out to be a great antenna, just can beat it, get on the air with. And I'm an avid shortwave listener, so I listen to shortwave as well as the amateur bands. And I used to work for a shortwave broadcaster many years back ago. Worked for a broadcast station that we broadcast into Cuba and South America. We're using our old RCA transmitter. Let me take a break.